Jean-Luc Mélenchon is one of France's best-known politicians, a fiery orator and former Trotskyist. The far-left party leader has spent years on the margins of French politics. But Mélenchon's fortunes are changing. Opinion polls suggest he could make it to the second round of the presidential election. At a rally in Lille, he said if elected, he'd end inequality, fight climate change and tackle the cost of living crisis.
Millions of French people are being strangled by the rising cost of living and fuel prices. Millions of French people. So the role of those who lead the nation is to fix this.
Mélenchon supporters say he's the antithesis of Emmanuel Macron, who Mélenchon once nicknamed the president of the rich.
It's been a difficult 5 years for many people, so as far as I'm concerned, we can't re-elect Emmanuel Macron.
Mélenchon embodies anti-capitalism, pro-workers' rights. We're sick of factories shutting in France. We want a strong Europe, and Mélenchon's the only one with answers.
One of the main reasons that Mélenchon is doing so well in this presidential election is because France's traditional left-wing socialist party is doing badly. For decades, the Socialist Party was a political force that created presidents. But the arrival of the centrist Macron in 2017 and a shift among voters to the political right has left the Socialist Party in tatters and its presidential candidate Anne Hidalgo floundering in the polls.
The Socialist Party still has local mayors, but on the national level, it has lost any appeal because it's lost a program, it's lost ideas, it's lost the battle of ideas, and François Hollande's presidency is seen in its legacy as a moment of weakness in terms of ideas, in terms of proposals, in terms of also answers to the problems of globalization, of the changes in the society.
With most parties on the left, including the Greens, trailing in the polls, Mélenchon is expected to reap the majority of left-wing votes. Few people expect him to win the presidency, but making it past the first round could signal that France's left is ready for a revival. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Lille.